New Lancet Commission outlines roadmap to close the gender gap in blood disorders. Mega Doctor News, Cleveland Clinic in Paris. A new report in the Lancet Hematology, led by Cleveland Clinic hematologist Bethany Samuelson Bano, MD, outlines practical strategies to improve diagnosis, care, and outcomes globally for women and girls with hematological conditions, such as bleeding disorders, heavy menstrual bleeding, postpartum hemorrhage, thrombosis, and maternal hematologic complications. The Commission on Global Female Health and Hematology highlights the need for earlier diagnosis, more consistent treatment, and stronger research and education for hematological conditions. Drawing on evidence from clinical care, research, public health, and policy, the findings from the Lancet Hematology Commission were presented at the International Society on Thrombosis and Hemostasis, ISTH, 2026 Congress in Paris, France. Improving hematological care for women of all ages represents one of the clearest opportunities to strengthen health outcomes globally, said lead author Dr. Samuelson Bano, Director of Classical Hematology at Cleveland Clinic Cancer Institute. Our findings underscore a major but addressable gap in women's health worldwide. The tools already exist, and this paper offers a forward-looking roadmap to apply them more consistently and equitably. The Commission found that women and girls face inequities in blood-related health, including higher rates of anemia, delayed diagnosis, undertreatment, and complications from bleeding and clotting disorders, particularly in relation to menstruation, pregnancy, and the postpartum period. The report also highlights that women remain underrepresented in clinical trials, while female-specific health issues are often overlooked in research, policy, and care delivery. One of the report's most significant calls to action is to reduce the striking delay in diagnosing bleeding disorders. Women wait an average of 14 to 16 years for a diagnosis, compared with about 2 years for men. Heavy menstrual bleeding emerged as a central issue in the report. Affecting up to 1 in 3 women, it is often the first sign of an inherited bleeding disorder, yet it is frequently dismissed or inadequately treated. The authors call for routine menstrual health assessment, broader use of bleeding assessment tools, and stronger referral pathways to support earlier recognition and care. The Commission set a key goal to reduce the average time from symptom onset to diagnosis for women and girls with bleeding disorders to less than 24 months by 2035. The authors note that this target is ambitious but achievable if screening recommendations are incorporated into major guidelines and supported by clinician education. The publication of this commission represents an important milestone for women's health and hematology, said ISTH President Pantep Ongchai Suksiri, MD. Women experience unique challenges related to bleeding and clotting disorders throughout their lives, yet many aspects of their care remain underrecognized or understudied. This commission provides an important resource for clinicians, researchers, policymakers, and advocates to improve outcomes globally. The report calls for immediate action to close gender gaps in hematological health and ensure equitable, evidence-based care worldwide. Key recommendations include faster diagnosis of bleeding disorders, universal screening for heavy menstrual bleeding and iron deficiency, standardized postpartum hemorrhage protocols, and more personalized thrombosis care during pregnancy and the postpartum period. The authors also call for updated clinical guidelines, greater inclusion of women in research, targeted education and prevention programs, and stronger investment in women's health. The evidence is clear that meaningful progress is possible, said Dr. Samuelson Bano. With coordinated action across clinical care, research and education, we can deliver more timely, effective and equitable hematology care for women and girls around the world.